Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, back at the podcast, the DocuCast, sharing about our journey growing our direct selling business in Amway. So the reason why I can't use Amway in the title is, remember guys, we are not part of Amway. Legally speaking, we are an independent contractor that works exclusively with Amway in order to sell the products it represents and its partners, as well as sponsor people that would like to do the same. That is as simple as it gets, guys, and it's just a repeat. It's repeats. And so our business name, which really doesn't come up a lot, to be honest with you, but we've kind of zeroed in on Last Frontier Products and Partners. And I know it sounds a little bit generic. I love our business name to be, you know, such and such nutrition. But to be honest, you need if you're going to go specific, you need to stay specific and either have, you know, something nutrition, Last Frontier Nutrition. I mean, we can have like subsets or whatever. Last Frontier Beauty, Last Frontier Home. I like it. We just solve that problem. Last Frontier Gifts, Last Frontier Sports and Energy. So there you go, guys. Last Frontier is kind of our drapery of titling. It really doesn't matter. To be honest, guys, I need to get to work in this Amway business, so I'm going to keep talking about it. It's going to happen. It's not going to be something where I'm just fall flat on my face. But what I wanted to do, what I'm doing, actually, is laying a solid foundation. So the biggest thing that's always kind of maybe got me in the past is not being organized enough to have proper follow-up. Look, guys, every time you talk to somebody, don't just scratch them off the list. Don't just, in any business, put them in a little file, or old school would be like a Rolodex thing or whatever, and have your little month reminder pile and all that. Now we got calendar reminders, and I've got this HubSpot app that I'm using, to where I can do that. So I got to finish importing all my contacts. I got to download this war game sheet, because what that's going to be important for, guys, is to track activity. And this is actually inspiring me to we have to start tracking our activity in Happy Hearts too, because we need to know how many, you know, calls or messages we're getting, and then how many of those become meet and greets. And then usually after a meet and greet, it's a done deal. If we're doing a meet and greet, it's basically a done deal. And that's kind of what I want to do with this business is, yes, there needs to be a personal connection. There needs to be, but let's do that. Obviously when we first met the person, and I'm not saying you have to be a maestro on the phone and spend all this time, but within 30 seconds to a minute, you know, we're going to succinctly break down what we're doing, you know, revenue sharing and just retail wholesale profit and just sales and marketing and getting real with people and saying, hey, this is, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be putting this thing together, man. This is it. This is a big deal, basically. You know, I'll iron out all the vocabulary. Let me mention I'm just arriving to the pups here. So, let me put my hat on. Let me go ahead and, every time it's so difficult for me. So I will think about something and be on a track here. let me see if I can just get it out the car here and remember. But why don't we do this, guys? Let me stop this and get these dogs leashed up and start again. That's what I meant to do anyway. And I'll listen to this really quick and figure out what I was saying. Last Frontier team, Last Frontier Pioneer, over and out. Okay, so the whole point I was talking about, basically tracking your activity, you know? The activity in this business is very, very simple. You're basically personally connecting with people in a genuine and sincere way. Because if that isn't happening at first, then you're not going to make it anywhere. And then you have to figure out if they have a problem that you can solve through your products or your opportunity that you represent through Amway. So there's very simple activities. How many conversations did you have? How many people did you directly get to ask, hey, are you looking for other, income options right now? Excuse me, I'm like burping and kind of getting on my walk stride today here. Ooh, excuse me, it's been a busy day. I think I got five today. One of them is a 60-minute walk, so. And dog named Zeke. I walk him just once a month. Anyway, so here on the job, the job that God owns, I'm not dumb, but hey, I ain't stupid. But what I mean to say is, I'm just thankful this is my daytime job. I get to basically my own boss, and that's half the battle in this Amway business is, can you be your own boss enough to work every day in it? You know, at a job, you're basically forced to show up, because if you don't, you're pretty much going to get fired. And if you get fired, you're not going to make any money. And if you don't make any money, you can't pay your bills, right? And in this business, especially when we transitioned from job to Happy Hearts full-time, there's a handful of months there where things were very lean. We're actually still using a credit card on and off up until, I think it was 9 months later when our business really started to pump out, bring in revenue, pump out profit basically. And, we never looked back, and that was 2017, I think, the last time we had all kinds of stuff happen when we first moved up here, and more dental, and we're still slogging through the dental, but I think we probably paid 10 grand or more, I guess you could say. And this person's backing up or something. Not sure what they're doing. I was getting ready for a confrontation. Not a confrontation, an opportunity to talk about my products or the opportunity. Now, guys, we got to stay positive. We got to have fun with this thing. The minute it becomes a drudgery to, I have to talk to people. Man, that's the very same minute this thing becomes a nightmare. This thing should be a joy to talk about, Not everybody. First of all, you don't want everybody on your team. All you need is to go platinum, I'm hearing. All you need is a solid team of 10 people. And those 10 people on your team, they just say, look, we understand the business. Now, the point is getting them to a conference or getting them around some upline and whatnot that is successful. That's going to be the biggie. We're going to have to do it through heavy audios, videos. I'll probably buy videos and have watch parties from some of the diamond stuff. But to be honest, guys, it's, working with our upline, I just really want to create a first-class environment up here. And, that's what it's going to take, because, guys, if we, and it's, there's so much opportunity. We're going to have a width tracker, which activity tracker, and then eventually a depth activity tracker. So what I want to do, what I talked about early on in this podcast, which we've talked about so much, I don't want to lose the spirit of why we started this, and always coming back to, God has given us this business, this pet care business, to professionally approach and grow, which we're doing. We're actually being kind of forced into it, which is good. But man, we're about to start, literally we're going to get to a point where we can just hire employees at will, kind of thing. And what it's going to be is just going to be an always hiring sort of mentality. Because that's the only way you can really staff correctly, always be hiring. So that's the same thing with our clients themselves. We have to always be doing meet and greets, basically. Remember, so back what I was talking about in the first segment, so we're so dialed in with our business is that we pretty much determine over the phone if they'd like to do business with us. And the only contingency is, are their dogs going to fit in at our house? So people really understand. So you got to have that mentality where people are kind of interviewing for the position, you know? And I'm still working on how we're going to define that or create that with customers, because, you know, we're here to serve them. But just like an employee is going to come to work for you, in reality, you serve them. You're there to serve them, because they're going to be an extension of you. So you want to be able to pour into them and give more than you take. So same thing with the customer, you know. Maybe you look at it like this, where, hey, I'm going to have a handful of clients that we're going to take such good care of. And let's say we're going to literally give them gifts each year. And let's say in my back of my mind, I know how much it's going to cost me to basically work with a customer or a client. And so I think we're going to really, I like the word customer, but I really want to dig into the word client and why with the Amway business. I think that's a good idea, because more of a customer feel is somebody just going to the store, you know, to get a good price, you know. That's a customer walking in, buying something, walking out. A client is more like somebody that you're basically like serving, almost like a, not like a butler, but literally is somebody that you're really catering to and bringing it back in just a normal commercial setting. You know, you want to give more than you receive in all relationships. So, you know, even if it's 51% that you're giving, where they're, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way. There's a man in China, wealthiest, if not the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest men in China. And one thing he always does with his deals is he doesn't do 50-50. Hey, that was rude of them yelling out their window. I'm sure it was just a friendly gesture towards the dogs, but I'm about to let these dogs loose on them. I'm just kidding. But a commercial setting, of course, is that, you know, you have these clients that you're, you know, like maybe an attorney with their client. You know, first of all, that attorney is going to talk to that client to see if they're the right fit for what they need, right? So that's what we have to really think. Every time we see somebody, we have to be friendly and make them feel good about themselves. But then really be a detective and find out and say, and even if somebody is looking for, you know, products or opportunity, kind of get very good at, you know, interviewing people on the spot. Not to be prideful or whatever, but what I'm saying is that you don't want to be like, yeah, I'm interested in vitamins. Oh, great. Awesome. Let me show you all this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be like, oh, cool. So tell me a little about what you've done. And you want to be so comfortable and so familiar with your products, you know, like getting the logo wear and things like that, to where your credibility can help precede you. Obviously, having the products in your hand for live sample, logo wear, you know, materials, a lot of that is online or on an app now. You can show people on an app some basic stuff. And I continue want to just serve people, but still let Amway do all the heavy lifting of, you know, we're still going to go online. We're still going to help them place an order. I'm not going to hand deliver stuff unless they need some sort of, I'll arrive when their package is due to help bring them in the house. If they're elderly, I'll certainly do that. But it's just, we don't want to be exchanging money and just, you know, let the business do what it does. And just comparing it again to Happy Hearts. You know, right now we take mostly cash check, PayPal, Apple Pay, Venmo. And the PayPal, Apple Pay, Venmo, of course, there's a couple day delay for it to hit our account. Checks I like, because I can go to the bank and they're in. And obviously it'll clear, but they allow it to be spendable, I think, up to a certain amount. Which I think I just saw a client message who said they have the check ready. Look, guys, pet care is kind of zooming right now, and still, honestly, just cruise control. So we have to, I have to get serious about driving this pet care business and then, you know, in that right rudder or whatever, grow the handmade business too. And I'm excited about it because it's almost going to be like a game. My goals aren't to reach a certain level or do a certain volume. It's to literally lock in and for life the habit of doing business things to create customer clients or whatever, and then doing business things that create and attract new independent business owners that want to profit the same way I'm able to, or we're able to with our clients and stuff, you know, keeping it really simple. And then of course tracking everything and doing all that. So just some thoughts about all that. I'm kind of just mind dumping right now. A lot of this I always want to keep just on the tip of my mind, but remember, when dealing with people, we just want to be so familiar and so comfortable. So I would recommend everybody, you know, get on the Amway education, just plow through that, get through all the resources, figure out what's at your fingertips, because you're going to want all the cards stacked in your favor. You know, my wife and I's pet care business a little bit precedes us because of our reviews and stuff, and those things basically pre-sale a lot of our clients. So how can we use Amway products and opportunity as a 5-star review? You know, maybe, of course, for the opportunity, you can point out successful people, right? And with the products, are there awards that we've won? Are there testimonies? And that's it. Video testimonies would be a huge thing. And that's what we're going to do with Anita. I thought this lady was singing with her kid. Your pups. Oh, that's so cool. Mom and her. It was on like a tandem bike. Her son was behind her. I couldn't see the son at first, but he was the one singing. You guys get the picture, you know what I'm saying? I want to approach this and lay the foundation to enter into business. And even right now, I'm looking like I've got the Anchorage Tire Factory logo on my vest and stuff. Like, I've got to really take it more seriously. You know, the way people, you know, see me, not see me like I care about whatever, like, I'll talk to somebody freaking in garbage clothes or something, you know, a trash bag. You know, people see it, look in your eyes to see if you're for real, you know. And so anyways, but yeah, like when I'm out dog walking, I need a Happy Hearts pet care thing, you know. But then I also need maybe an Amway shirt underneath it. Dual rows, man. Dual paddles, man. We're rowing. That's my goal, is just to create the habit of doing those things every single day. Every single day. And then if I, you know, if it's possible, of course, crank it up. But if it's not, you know, not comfortable, I'm not saying I want to really work hard. I want to really, like, have huge, huge days. But I'm not going to hold myself to those. I'm going to hold myself to a basic, you know, the 2 QI type of basic, and maybe 2 customer samples, you know, sampling or something. And that would be pretty much sufficient to get started. And then over time, to see how much gas we can pour on that, you know. So I'm pretty excited about that. So we've got to get some logo wear, some stuff to wear. Like I said, we've got to do that in our pet care business too. So like I said, guys, this is really, truly, we're going to be growing 2 businesses at the same time. And that's my, so who knows, this, like I said, this podcast, like I said, technically it's, I think it's, a lot of it would be considered business support material. So I don't know how long I'll have this particular podcast around. I might, you know, maybe begin, you know, a new one in college, you know, growing two companies at the same time or something, maybe. That would be kind of interesting. And maybe I'll talk to Amway and kind of figure out, hey, like, what am I allowed to talk about on a podcast that's non-paid? Or if I decide to ever make it become a paid podcast, what can I not say? Type of thing. So, anyway, I think it's pretty cool. There's lots of opportunity out there. I should probably end this segment, and then more to talk about. Like I said, I don't want this just to be about Amway all the time. I'm going to tell you guys about Last Frontier Garage a little bit, and just things that I'm doing to, you know, kind of maximize the opportunity out there. This is a rare time that we're living in, so I'm not saying I'm going to be so spread thin that I'm not getting anything done, but the most important things for us are God, obviously family, and, you know, country. I'm not going to go through all the big, but specifically to us, God and each other, our pet care business and our Amway business. We can help a lot of people, obviously with the gospel, obviously with, you know, products and opportunity through Amway, and then obviously through whether it be a client or an employee, you know, in our pet care. So, and forgive me for talking a little monotone, because I'm in the neighborhood here and I don't like to just belt out everything. So Mr. Flash is making a donation to the ground right now. Just scoop that up. Oof. Try not to be downwind, you know what I'm talking about? Watch out, bud. Nice one, Flash. Don't want to smush, you know what I'm saying? You gotta do the press and pull method. Kind of press and clump, pull. Luckily, I have a naturally stuffy nose, so. But I shouldn't be doing that, because that means I'm breathing in particles. Ugh. Sorry, guys, just a real moment on the old DocuCast. Documenting our journey, growing a direct selling business partnered with Amway and affiliated with Leadership Team Development. Last Frontier team, over and out. This is Last Frontier Pioneer, Paul Erickson, signing off. Okay, so I think for this segment, since I think I'm kind of nearing, for at least for now, I don't know if I want to dissertate quite for that long today. I might on Zeke's Walk, actually. I mean, if I can think about what I want to talk about. Yesterday, I had said something that I had wanted to talk about. Here, Chum. Chama, come. And, I was out in the garage and I was talking about really the mindset to where I thought I heard a noise. It's a bird. The mindset basically that, you know, we're not just putting an Amway group together. We are planting the flag for LTD Alaska. That's my vision for up here, is to have a strong presence. So I got to go. I'm not sure what numbers I'll need up here as far as people, but I'd say if we can put 100 people together in a room. Well, this is what I actually know. If I go, or when we go platinum, when we go platinum, Ruby, and beyond, I think we're going to have a lot of older IBOs coming out of the woodwork, you know, cross line and whatnot. And I think for sure we'll be able to put the numbers together to attract some different leaders from LTD. And then as we grow and grow and grow, you know, it'll be like a diamond. Chama, you need to chill out. Diamond destination, you know. So, and first of all, I am in the straight up woods here, so I got to keep my eyes peeled a little bit. even though this is just on their property where I'm walking this dog. Here, Tama. It still is kind of a forest. Ooh, this is a cool area. Oh, cool. It's like a little fort, makings of a fort, sort of. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to, whoops, I didn't realize my microphone had fallen. Sorry about that. So what I'm saying is, when I'm talking to people out there, is kind of giving them the vision of, hey man, Alaska's been, I'm first right by the road, let me get out of here. Alaska has been, you know, kind of dormant for a long time, and let's freaking bring this thing back, you know? And, Chama, calm down. Hey, calm down, okay? Shh, it's okay. She's getting pretty worked up with all the different, there's a lot to take in out here. Of course, those cars didn't help just driving by. But just all the sniffs and smells, and I guarantee there's small game running around here. Rabbits and squirrels. And potentially a moose just walking through. This isn't a very big stretch. But like I said, it is kind of a wooded, densely wooded area. So you just don't want to walk upon something. So let me go ahead and hang this up here, guys, and kind of figure out what I want to talk about. I'm going to listen to that yesterday. But I kind of drew out some things on a piece of cardboard last night in the garage. Kind of just centering in on a vision. And now I'm just kind of backfilling preparation. Like I said, we want to get some Amway samples, some Amway logo wear. I'll want some business cards at some point. But to be honest, guys, people aren't really using business cards, you know? Hey, man, you got a Facebook. Hey, man, let's connect. What's your number? Boom. You know, boom. Are you looking for other opportunity? Cool, man. I can show you something right here if you want. Chama. You know, that type of thing. I'm not trying to be mean, but that guy was cruising on a bike. This is right near a hill. Chama, come here. Quit it. Good girl. Come here. Here. Chama. I guarantee she's smelling like rabbits and stuff. Hey. Anyways, guys, let me change segments here. Just wanted to tell you that it's going to be exciting growing this thing. And I don't know the fate of this podcast, being that it's kind of a business support material, so this might just be a way for me to remember stuff. Chama, you need to sit. Chama. Stay. She's getting a little nutso. There's the postman. Anyways, guys, just hanging out, doing my job. Hanging out in the woods. Over and out. Last Frontier team. I will come back for more here in a second. Chama, stay. Okay, so I went and listened to yesterday's episode, and what I was referring to was the different software that we're using to help keep ourselves organized. So for Happy Hearts Pet Care, our personal lives, Amway, as far as a running to-do list, we use Asana, which we'll be able to share with our employees in Happy Hearts at some point, as far as, you know, when we possibly hire some people to help us with office work, etc. And then, of course we will be, of answering, scheduling, coordinating, and whatnot. So that's worked very well. I'm learning how to maximize its capabilities. With Amway, I'm using it in kind of a board form where I can move different tasks along kind of a path of completion. So that's really cool. And I was just telling you about HubSpot, contact management tool that's free if you have a website. Because you're required to list your website. And tell you the truth, I just put Amway.com so that it would work, because all I want to do is use it to house, track, store information on people that we talk to about this opportunity, you know? So we can properly follow up with people. It's super important. Because we're going to be doing this for a while, so 3 years down the road, we want to be following up with people we talk to this year. End up just having a mass of business, customers, and people that want to get sponsored so they can, you know, make some money selling to customers as well. That's the idea, guys. Now, beyond that, through the process of duplication, you know, you could definitely develop some tremendous volume in your business and get paid very well. So I'll leave it at that. But it's preceded by, you know, getting that first building block figured out. And that's what we're doing right now. So I'm going to continue to go through Amway Education. I'm going to download this war activity sheet, probably turn it into a customer, reach out to customers as well. And then just kind of continue on, guys. Got to do some pet care stuff today. Got to kind of get our ducks in a row financially and make sure we can kind of take it to the next level. And with that, and then continue on there. And so those are some two new softwares. Of course, we have a software in our pet care business that's called Time to Pet, which is pretty good. Come on, Chama. Finding that little spot with something to snack on there. So Time to Pet we use for that. Of course, Amway has its own way to track your IBOs and customers. And then we can track our prospects also through the, Define Your Success or something app, whatever it's called, that you can use to help share the opportunity with people, you know. Remember, guys, we're not going to be trying to chase people down. People have to step into what we're doing. So it's going to be fun to see who kind of filters down, so to speak, and just knowing that we're going to be focusing on activity. And if we want to improve our results, then we look at our records, figure out what we need to do to increase our activity. That way it's always metrics and you can totally read what you're doing. It's no guesswork. And then you just kind of keep doing it, you know, doing business things, people. So I'm going to get Chama put up here. She's had a good walk. And I'm going to head over to the next walk. I've got 3 more walks to do today, so we're looking good. 1 foot in front of the other. Last Frontier team, over and out. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the second to last walk of the day. So I just wanted to touch down, kind of bring things back to continuing to kind of just organize my thoughts. Again, I'm mainly using this as a way to keep a journal of what's going on, you know, in our businesses, mainly the Amway business, of course. Jackson, come on, buddy. First, we got a nice bunch of landscaping going on. Everybody's getting their lawns cleaned up. It's one thing that we have to do. I think I know this guy right here. Looks like Rodney. Guy I met from church. Looks like it. It's the only other white guy I know that has a pretty good afro. Anyway, he's walking that way. I don't know if it's him or not. Rodney? Come on, my man. No. Pet care. Good to see you, man.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
I'm just walking this dog. He lives over there, so. Good to see you, man. It almost didn't look like him up close. That's weird. So, let me get out of this noise here. Good boy, Jax. So it looks like he's doing good, keeping busy with lawn maintenance. It's a good business to be in. If all of our traditional businesses fell apart, So basically, I got things kind of firewalled, right? We got our pet care. We've got multiple services we offer within pet care. We have a way to duplicate ourselves through employees with dog walks and drop-in visits and house sitting. And then we have my mechanic work. And then we have snow removal. And then, which is something we do, but one thing we do not do yet is landscaping. So you know, it's just another thing, guys. The market isn't saturated no matter where you're at. You know, you got to have faith that whatever business you're going to operate, will, the results will come, you know. And that's what I've learned a lot with pet care, is that when you plant seeds, they tend to come up, you know, if you don't sell your field or whatever. So we were forced to do pet care, and we just saw that the more business things we do, and the longer we were in business, and the, you know, the jobs that we do, the reviews we would get, which gives me a good idea. I want to be able to have reviews for products, right? So when people visit my, let's say they visit my closed Facebook page, that just maybe it's invite only. That way I can actually promote. And then, well, we'll see. I gotta look at that. The only thing you can't do in an open environment is solicit business. So I'm gonna try to decide, do I wanna really worry about soliciting business? Which I really don't. I wanna be able to have people seeing what we do, seeing demonstrations, seeing sample videos maybe, which would be cool. And heel, Jackson. You know, basically I'll be able to invite people to our page. And they can kind of see what we do. I wish I could lead with Amway, really, but, you know, Last Frontier Products and Partners. Hey, guys, this is Paul and Cheryl. We've had an independent business partner with Amway for some time. We love our customers. We love our products. We'd love to be able to serve you. So, and we can have people start doing reviews on our Facebook page. You know, might even be able to start a Yelp. You know, that just says, you know, Last Frontier Products and Partners, Amway product, you know, distributor. We just want to do all forms of advertising that's available. That way we can just continue to lead with strength as we, you know, interact with people, because we want to be able to put them into some sort of a funnel, you know. That way we're not that way we're not losing people, you know. Let me get past this area here. It's okay, Jackson, come on, buddy. Whoop. Oh, this guy's got a little scooter. That scooter's cool. Okay. So he's got to open up a little bit. The exhaust there. Heel. So I think I might change segments, but what I'm really talking about right now is just maximizing, I guess, stacking all of our cards, stacking the cards in our favor. You know? Heel, Jackson. He's getting a little pulley. Starting to pull a little bit. Gotta reel him on in. So, I'm excited about that. So, we're gonna look at some logo wear. We're gonna just continue to approach this business like a business and not some, you know, social club to where I wanna get recognized for my whatever. You know, it's really easy to slip into that with the different team, you know, that you can be a part of, and nothing wrong with that, but some people might end up valuing the recognition more than acquiring business skills. And, you know, it's easy to, I don't know, you don't want to just, you know, say you did stuff just to get recognized. You want to be able to approach things in a quality way. That way you could, you know, truly get long-term results. Because remember, we want long-term activity. And that's all we want. Because activity will lead to results. And we're just going to kind of see who filters down. And I can't wait to kind of kick things off. I feel like I'm procrastinating a little bit. But, guys, I want to be prepared to for a launch, so to speak. You know? I've been around this thing for a while. A lot of people know I've been in something. I'm thinking about just inviting people. I'm not sure what I'm going to do, because I think I'll have the page is open, but I'm not just going to invite everybody. Because some people I might want to, you know, seek out specifically as a candidate for our business team, because some people can make, you know, could, you know, maybe make their own judgment call on lack of information, and then, you know, I just want people to have the best chance, I guess. I don't care if people write themselves out of what we're doing, but I do want them to get a clear understanding of what we're trying to accomplish and where we're going. So I'm just going to kind of continue to soak up everything Amway and just be an independent Amway independent business owner. And then at the same time begin to polish my just the way I'm going to communicate with potential team candidates, because I want them to understand it's an opportunity that isn't something that comes every day. I mean, literally, like once in a lifetime opportunity is the vibe I want to get across to people, so they can really see that this isn't just, well, a couple things. We're equal opportunity. If someone just wants to make a few bucks, we're going to show them how to do it. But specifically, when I'm not talking to people and meeting folks and connecting with people, I want to find the superstars, the winners that, you know, want to partner long-term to create something, to create a dynasty up here, to bring the dynasty back. Because we don't plan on moving away, you know. In the future, yes, I see a lot of plane trips out of town. But that's okay, guys. Live our life in different places. Jackson, heal. Build business along the way, because I'm always attracting new customers and I'm always attracting new IBOs. And when I share this idea with people, they get a clear understanding of what it is, and they have a clear understanding that it's okay for them to say, this isn't for me. You know, this is an open-ended thing, guys. We just want everybody to win. And almost high-five them on their way out. If they don't join us, just say, man, go get yours. You know, that's the idea, guys. We're not trying to capture everybody into this thing. I'm hoping a lot of people do say no. Because guess what? Like, that's what I want. We don't want a group full of people. They're just there to kind of be along for the ride. They can be, but they have to have that knowledge, and you have to have that knowledge. That way you're not looking at your group, you're like, man, I've got all those people, but man, nobody's doing anything. Like, we don't want to be in that position, guys. That's from bringing the wrong people onto your team. So, as we walk past more dogs here, I just wanted to kind of say the way we're going to approach this thing is a daily chipping. It's okay, pups. A couple of beagles ready to go hunting, looks like. Hey, pups. Hey, Jackson. Heel. Heel. All right, so. Okay, let me collect my thoughts here. I'll probably go ahead and change to a new segment, but slowly but surely allow our activity to speak for itself. All right, we're going to go this way here. Come on, Jackson. All right. There's a lot of people around. So, I'm excited, guys, just to have a super clear path ahead of me. That's what I'm trying to create. You know, come on, Jax. I don't want to get bogged down when we're cranking this, on this thing. Come on. Come on, buddy. I want to be able to systematically know exactly what I can do every day to move my business forward. And that's all I'm going to think about, man. That's all I'm not going to care about when people, if and when people say, you know, all that stuff. It just doesn't matter. Not everybody wants to use us for a dog walk. People choose other dog walkers. People choose other places to board their dog. It's just business, guys. So, Good boy. Watch out. Jackson just pooped on the front lawn this time. Good boy. You had a full load there, didn't you? Jeepers and creepers. Glad that you can't smell through podcast. All right. So we're back at his house. We're going to hang out in the backyard a little bit. But what else is going on? I gotta upload some videos to Last Frontier Garage, get those off my phone, and just continue to approach life, just maximizing opportunity. You know, moving all of our projects forward. And it's a good thing, guys. Life is fun when you're living on purpose and you're going after something. It can get pretty boring without that, and I think that's when we tend to, you know, look to things to fill the void. So be careful out there, man. And, you know, we've all had that struggles with different things. So, you know, just try to focus on what you want to do, you know, what you'd like to be doing. So anyways, just looking at my notes here. My text, I just got a text from my next dog walk client. I'm going to end it here, guys. Let me go ahead and figure out what I'm going to talk about next. Last Frontier Pioneer. Over and out. Okay, guys, I'm on the Zeke walk currently, and I had to throw my coat back on and my hat. It was raining. Now it's kind of slowed down. It's not actually raining at all anymore. A jet coming up overhead. I'm facing west. This jet is taking off east. And it's basically, it looks like it's banking south. Right, so it's going to go right overhead. So, it's amazing, man. Imagine if that thing just kind of powered down and went, came down for a landing, like where it shouldn't, you know what I mean? Scary stuff, man. It's a big old jet. So kind of collecting my thoughts here. When I get off work, I want to get back into the AMA education. I really need to get myself organized is what I need to do. There's so much going on around the house, in the garage, whatnot. I got to get the plates. Some friends of mine, I'm helping help work on their vehicle. I got to get that done for them. There goes the jet. Off in the distance. I wonder if they're going to Fairbanks or something. So anyways, get that done. Get that activity sheet printed out for both businesses, because we need to keep track of our pet care numbers and our Amway numbers. And then what we're gonna do, guys, is we're gonna start going down the list, reconnecting with existing IBOs, connecting with Anita. We're going to get our social media pages going, and we're going to start putting up reviews of our products. That way we can, because right now there's really not a solid place for reviews, and like I said, if we'd use Yelp as well, because I want to generally advertise that we have Amway products, because some people are actually looking for them, you know. So, but most of our business will be from pre-existing relationships and new people we meet, most likely. But we're going to try to maximize, of course, that may bring in a small percentage of business for us. And we've got to kind of map out the holidays and take a deeper look at the gift albums, because I always want to offer those to people. Because even if somebody doesn't really necessarily want to buy any of our core line stuff, the nutrition and beauty and sports nutrition and home care and whatnot, A lot of people are always looking for good gifts, and those things are very convenient. And it allows for, you know, say you want to spend $30 on a gift, so you basically purchase that album. Maybe, I think you can just send it to them in an email. They go on there. They go pick from about 20, 30 products that they can just choose one. So that's kind of the first gift, is they, you know, get the email, and then they... Of course, you used to be able to hand it out as an album as well. And I'm sure you can actually get a physical gift card. But you get what I'm saying. Is they go online, they pick something. So that's kind of cool. And of course, when it arrives, it's like a second gift giving. Because then they get to open up, you know, the package. And I got to double check on this stuff. But if for some reason you don't like it, you can still return it and everything and get something else. So it's pretty cool. It's like just... It's well, you know, if you go buy something, give it to them, like giving it, if for some reason they wanted to return it, maybe they couldn't, or maybe you don't want to give the receipt away with it, or, you know, that stuff like that. So this is a kind of way to, especially on a big scale, like if you have a company of your own. So that's some of the stuff we want to do, guys. We want to reach out to companies, like business to business, like figure out what we can really help people with. And I think as far as business to business, I think the gift albums and then, you know, products to help their staff stay energized would be probably, and cleaning products here and there. But, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're getting bulk discount and stuff. And we do what we can. So anyway, so excited about that. I'm not letting myself get too overwhelmed and swept over by keeping up with the team or whatever. A big pressure point with living up here is that in order to get to a major conference, it's a pretty major expense. And of course, it's an investment into your business, and it's also tax deductible from your business. But that being said, it still is, you know, to take some dollar bills to get there, plane flight, function ticket, hotels, food, whatnot. Come on, Zeke. It's a nice walk, this hour-long walk. Or actually nice, because I really do get some good exercise. Come on, buddy, this way. So we're going to be teaching guys, hey, don't mess around. Let's get some customers. Let's get profitable. Because LTD kind of really builds its recognition and builds the business around conference attendance. Because when people are attending conferences, they're getting... It's all the stuff you can do with audios and videos and books. You know, I don't know what a good comparison, but say 6 months of that is equal to one and a half day, two day conference, whatever it is. Friday evening, Saturday morning, afternoon, evening, and then Sunday afternoon. So that's why it can really accelerate the training of your team. So what we're going to have to teach up here is extreme profitability. And that's good. That's probably going to make our business grow better. And that's how you're supposed to grow the business. Anyways, I think a lot of people kind of throttle off of customer stuff because they want to expose the opportunity. That's why I'm more leaning more and more to... You know, exposing the products and opportunity at the same time. Like, not confusing people, but just being honest. Like, hey, like, guys, this is a Amway, you know. There's a dog right here. Looks like a friendly dog. Got a dog pulling him on a skateboard. That's cool. So back to extreme profitability, so we can afford going to conferences, guys. Now, you can still build it without that, and meaning you could, whoops, you could go platinum. Stay. You could go platinum and just keep replacing people and keep selling products. Let's say you're replacing people, but if you don't plug people into LTD, they're not going to get a long-term vision. And, you know, they may relate with somebody in LTD more than they relate with you as well. So when you get them to a conference, number one, they can actually see what they're actually involved with. And that's a lot of times where people can actually make a decision to say, look, this thing's worth my time and energy. Now, we're going to try to create an environment that promotes that belief. Hey, stay there. It's a dog patrolling its yard. There we go. Sorry. All right. It's a little bit of a noise dense area. So I'm wanting to be careful just to not get, like I said, too overarched or too underexcited. I want to keep a steady but sure approach to this, and just, you know, slowly start to talk to one person every day, you know, and then two, and just kind of ratchet up as I can. Because guys, like I said, I'm wanting to create a habit, not force any results. So I think I've said that plenty of times, but I'm just going to keep going recording in one segment just because just walking this dog. We got quite a bit. We got about 30 more minutes on our walk. So yeah, we're just the light is on, guys. The switch has been flipped, and this business is too good. The products are too good not to offer them to folks. So that's all we're gonna do. Get the Facebook thing going. Get some reviews on there we can point to. Get some testimonies piled up. We can point to. Video is gonna be the best. Then of course we can do pictures and just demos, and it'll be fun. I just want to really get in the flow of becoming profitable and having plenty of personal volume. Guys, you're going to be so much more confident talking to people if you've got a very profitable personal circle. And I think it's hard for, like, we don't want to not offer this opportunity. That's the point. You don't want to hold it close to the vest until you're ready. So for sure, just, you know, ask people, but or check in with people, say, you know, find out what's going on with them. Or mainly, if we talk to people long enough, they'll let us know if they're looking for an opportunity or not. You know, that's when you just tell them, hey, look, man, I got an opportunity. If you're open to sitting down, we can chat about it. You know, or whatever. I'm not going to be talking like that. That's a really general, very immature way to approach it. And I got to do some mind mapping and just some thinking, because like I said, I really want to come from the strength zone of, you know, running, you know, being self-employed, you know, full-time business owners. You know, I'm not running around asking people like, hey, let's one day we'll get out of our jobs. It's like, look, man, we have a very profitable pet care company. This business offers products that we love and our customers love, as well as an opportunity. And we found that it's been a joy to help others, you know, succeed. And so this is the environment we get to do so in. By the way, there's an outfit called LTD that we're going to be putting them back on the map up here. And it's going to be a big thing. It's going to be lots of first-class stuff going on. So it's going to be pretty awesome, man. That's the type of thing. That's how we're going to approach this. So, very excited about the team aspect of it, because I want to be able to literally be in power. I'm just going to be empowered by the Lord Jesus Christ, literally, just to, because my main goal, too, is just to create a network, build our network of people that we can expose to the truth of God and not in any weird way, but after we've made personal connections with everybody, just talk to people, find out who's hurting out there and who needs help, you know. And I'd be lying if I wasn't going to say that the gospel is important to us. But there's no replacement for just being focused, you know. God is part of all things. This business can become your lifestyle. And that's what I'm trying that's what we're going to accomplish, is that there's just a couple of simple action steps you can do, and this business will grow. And you don't need to do much of anything else, really. Everything else is just complicating it. I need to start reading good books again to just have more and more knowledge and whatnot. More and more to give, more and more to offer people when I'm, you know, speaking and whatnot, but we got all it takes. We got all we need. You know, all it stands between us and, you know, platinum, ruby, emerald, and diamond is just activity. Lots of activity. And a tremendous amount of activity. And that's what we've done with pet care too, guys. We've got 100 or so clients on the roster. We've got a core of clientele that uses us all the time. We're always looking for new clients. Dogs die, people move away, people make different choices. And so we're in the mode of always attracting new clients, or else we'll go out of business. And that's how we need to think about Amway. Like, if you have zero PV, zero customer orders, you might as well be out of business. Now, this thing, it only costs $60-something a year, so it's not like you're going to go out of business. But it's basically what's going on if you're not, you know, making any money. So have to be in the mode of attracting new clients and IBOs all the time. All the time. It's not a big deal either. We're always networking anyway. Before this, if you were friendly-ish, you'd say hi to people here and there, you know? This is just a little bit more intentional. And if you're like me, who's so shy that he didn't even want to call the Craig, you know, classifieds ad when I was growing up, man, I had to come a long way, and so can you. You just got to read a lot of good books, listen to a lot of good audios, and associate with a lot of people that are further along than you. And that's it, guys. Like I said, there's so many different moving parts in our pet care business, you know, in order to schedule and accomplish everything. So much time involved. Lots of time. And there's so many things that are broken in our business. Like, you know, we want to automate scheduling, and we need to train our clients to go through the software rather than like texting and calling us, you know, and because as we grow, it's going to be crazy, you know, trying to field everything. And we're setting up to, you know, for people to step in and replace us. Because, guys, I won't be able to go to a conference without having some people in place, because we're not going to shut down. So it's a challenge. It's a dual challenge for us. We're growing our pet care business and basically relaunching our Amway business that is now going to be profitable, not just a club of people who have a hope and a dream, you know? So, but to be confident, you got to be prepared. And to be prepared, you have to know, have an intimate knowledge with what you're working with. Not so intimate that you don't do anything for 9 months. Like I kind of feel. I feel like I'm doing a little bit too much preparation, not enough. Let's just go. But guys, remember, I want to begin and not stop. You know, once I begin my activity, I do not want to stop. You know, it's not going to be something to get nervous about, something to be invigorated and energized, because no matter what, guys, we already own our lives through our business. We're not tied to a job. Half the battle has already been won, meaning the mentality of being self-employed and running your own business. We're already doing that. Now we just have to adopt the best practices that will create us a profitable Amway business, and we'll figure out how to be profitable so we can get people down to conferences so they could experience, you know, what is available. And we'll focus on building depth in LTD dense places. That way we can, number one, secure our business, but of course grow it just across the US through the system of LTD. That's the point, guys. You don't have to be the answer man. You don't have to train every single person. You should have a personal relationship of some sort with everybody in your group. Obviously, up until a certain point, you can do that. It becomes more difficult as people, you know, you can spend all day on the phone talking to someone for, let's see, you know, you do the math. If you talk to somebody for just 30 seconds, how many could you talk to in 24 hours, right? So let's say it was just 1 minute. 24, I mean, this would be 24 hours straight. But for 1 minute, that's 24 times 60. Let's just say you talked for 20 hours a day. 60 times 20, that's 200, 2,000. 120 minutes is 2 hours. So it's got to be 2,000 minutes. So 2,000 minutes should be 12,000. Let's see here. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to figure it out now. So if you talk to people for exactly 1 minute, 1 hour is going to be 60. Right? So 20 hours times 60, that's 100 and plus 1,200. Is that right? 1,200 minutes? Yeah. So if you had more than 1,200 people in your group, you wouldn't be able to do that. You get what I'm talking about? Larry Winters has like, I don't know, 50,000 or something or other people. There's just no way. So you just teach through audios. You teach through messages that go out to your team. And it all starts with becoming profitable, guys. So I can't wait to kind of develop some leads and just kind of keep on going. Come on, Zeke. Huh? And there's a little dog over there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the next day, actually. I almost just ended the episode yesterday. Again, guys, this is just me documenting what's going on in our businesses, focusing mainly on our Amway business, but you know I'm always talking about pet care. My YouTube channel has 43 subscribers now, so that's pretty exciting. I need to keep putting videos up on that. Down the road, that might be something, you know, something that, you know, becomes something. But for now, we're just going to keep on keeping on, keeping things simple. Today, if we were to move our Amway business forward, we would be connecting with people, number one. And number two, finding out more about them enough to where we could determine whether to ask and make sure that they're looking. But remember, guys, we want to be able to talk to people long enough to kind of figure out if they're looking for our products or looking for an opportunity. You know what I'm talking about? So it's kind of like if you're talking to somebody and they find out they have a dog, you know, and if I could tell that just by talking to them that, you know, maybe they might be going on a trip, they might be having trouble with their dog while they're at work, that in that point, in that way, I can easily just bring up, hey, you know, my wife and I own a pet sitting and dog walking company, and, you know, this is what we do. We'd be glad to help if you'd like. You know, and then boom, that's, it's up to them. So same with Amway products or Amway opportunity. We don't want to just to basically ask people a bunch over and over, hey, you looking for products? Hey, you looking for opportunity? Like, you could win doing that. I mean, that's nothing wrong with that. But we want to be professionals, and we also want to slow down a little bit and say, hey, look, do I even want this person in my business? And let's say you look at somebody and they just look sharp, and you see them that, wow, this person could really be successful. Well, that person, of course, number one, might not be open-minded or looking for opportunities right now. And then two, they might be looking for something completely different than a direct selling sort of business. And we're not here to convince people otherwise, you know? We're here to answer questions, overcome objections, you know, if somebody has a misunderstanding. But if someone's dead set on, you know, starting a trash company, you know, this probably isn't going to be the thing that's going to light their fire. You know what I'm saying? So with that in mind, knowing that, you know, not everybody is meant to do this business with you, with us, you know, it makes it easier to chat with people, because you're looking for the people with, you know, with their antennas up. They're, you know, asking you about opportunities. You know, they're bringing stuff up. They're, you know, so we just, so in that regard, we just got to kind of, you know, be willing to connect to people each day. And in doing so, we should find some folks that are actually looking. So again, it's a numbers thing, guys, just with anything else. So let's figure out our metrics and then work the metrics. And then just, the results will come. It might take a while, but they will come. So anyways, I just wanted to say that really quick. I'm actually starting off the day with dog walking, whatnot. Not sure if I'm just going to end this episode here. I probably will, just to kind of put a bow on it. And then I think I'm going to start planning out podcasts a little bit more. Well, who knows? I like to get on here and just spill my thoughts, and it helps me to kind of clarify things. So I'll probably keep doing that. Who knows what I'll do? It's exciting. It is what it is. So talk to y'all soon. Last Frontier team, over and out. All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Been walking dogs. I'm on my very last one here for the day. Got some stuff going on at the house. Got meet and greet tonight, or later this afternoon, for a dog that's might be staying with us. Are you kidding me? Come on. Just had that stupid other roll. Oh, I probably dropped it, maybe. I didn't see it. I'm looking for a roll of poop bags that I had. Of course, it's in the, I have a rip in one of the pockets of my coat, and it, so, basically checking in. Just had a couple of egg rolls at Cars, surveying the landscape of potential prospects, team members. I feel confident in being able to talk to anybody. Now, what I really need to do is figure out what I'm trying to talk about, what I'm trying to communicate, because there's so many different, you know, routes you can take. Come on, guys. You know, describing what we do in this business, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just basically connecting with people and then letting it flow, you know? Like I said, I'm going to be checking with people on the spot, you know? I'm not going to drag it on forever and ever and forever and ever, amen. But a lot of times, if you're a little bit, not shy, but like, or if it's just the complete wrong time, you can, you know, give people your card and say, hey, look, I'm pretty sharp. You know, I like your attitude. Give me a call if you're looking for more opportunities. You know, whatever. But then you need to be able to say, you need to be able to lead with something, I think. That way people don't have to ask you, what is it, type of stuff, you know? So I'm going to really come together with a very succinct message, brief, you know, outlining Amway, outlining LTD, and outlining the potential of Alaska, you know, really. And that's what I'm most excited about, is communicating to people that, you know, this isn't a wish and a prayer, we're putting something together. And it looks like we have another dog, possibly. Nope, not approaching, they're just walking. Okay, cool. I'm on a trail luckily out of the wind. Oh my goodness, you probably hear the wind. But there's a straight stretch on the road that the wind really cuts through. Man, I had to have my hood on, head down the whole way, or else I've just been blown off of the street. What I was wanting to talk about was leveraging everything we have, you know, in order to expose more people to what we do. For instance, you know, for the average person, you know, whatever you might be good at, whatever your hobbies are, you know, that's going to give you another pocket of people to connect with. You know, different, you know, obviously work situations, and maybe you're really good at something and you kind of have a little bit of credibility with that, and that'll help you with, you know, influence and whatnot. Myself is, you know, this YouTube channel we got going, Last Frontier Garage, I basically record myself doing all the mechanical repair work. Not every single thing I do, but just, you know, times when it's, when I can set up the camera and, you know, I put it up there and kind of teach, also let people know if you have any questions, whatever. It's pretty cool. I got quite a few videos on there, and I got 43 subscribers now. So I just think stuff like that to help just lend credibility to succeeding. People want to be around people that are successful. So another thing is I do freestyle rapping, etc. Whatever I do with it, I just do it. I just freestyle, and so like I want to continue to get set up where I can have some in the car freestyles and stuff, and I'll just post them. I'll just continue to post one every week, maybe, and just maybe drop some products or something, or, you know, just stuff like that to just kind of get the buzz going, get my name out there, and, you know, really just have it funneling into, you know, our Amway business. Come on, buddy. Picked Snowy up by his harness. He likes to pull, so I was able to anyway, so that's what I kind of was wanting to talk about, was just not getting so lost in the woods of Amway. They don't, you know, lend credibility from other parts of your life or other things that you do, and continuing to stack the cards in your favor, you know. And that's the cool thing about social media, is that, you know, before the internet and social media, obviously before the internet, we didn't have a way to do direct fulfillment and order online. And, you know, it's much more of a hands-on process to build, you know, the traditional Amway business, you know, where you'd handle all the products, basically going to the bank and all the different stuff. But yeah, with social media, we can use that to follow up and continue to build awareness, you know, to our customers and to potential people for the opportunity. So, some people up here doing some stretching. Come on, pups. Doing some pictures. Come on, buddy. And we're turning around. Come on, guys. I know. Didn't take long to do a 30-minute walk. Come on, Snowball. Oh, we have another little dog here. Just gonna let this go here. Get this hood off. So, walking on a one-way trail, so when people come by, have to keep your dogs safe. Come on. Come on. Hello. Snowy, come on. Come on. I don't know where you think you're going. Hi. Snowy, come on, buddy. Snowy. Come on, buddy. Good boys. Alright. These two little dogs. They're kind of grumpy. I'm walking Snowy and Nayla right now. And after this, I gotta go drop off a payment to O'Reilly's, which is some of the repair work I do. Yeah, so gotta do some repair work and whatnot, and I gotta go drop off a payment to O'Reilly's. And got some relationships there too. So, guys, I think the prerequisite for this, for to build any business, of course, especially the Amway business, would be relationships. You know, the more of those you have, and I would say the more genuine connections and positive, you know, relationships you have, the better you'll do. Not only because people are more likely to support you, you're obviously already in the mode of building relationships. And so, anyway, with social media and with everything else, you know, we're all, it's a whole game of influence, you know. We're all being influenced and we're all influencing others. And the beauty of what we're doing up here is that it's just a, hey, this is what we're going to put, this is what we're doing. Like, this isn't a, like, it's a done deal. And of course, I'm excitedly nervous or what have you about, you know, working through the work. And, you know, when you think about it all at once, it's a lot. But when you think of it in just days and minutes and just basically forming the habit of just simply doing the simple activity of checking people's interest, you know, for products or opportunity, man, you just can't lose, you know. I think for a lot of people and for a lot of us, it's more with people than we think we're going to need to talk to. But that's with anything, guys. We've done meet and greets for pet care, and, you know, didn't work out. Most of them do, because it's the way we filter and screen. It's basically a done deal, but it's still, oh, ishta. Basically, sorry, decided to do a little diarrhea action here. All right, anyways, so that's what I want to talk about, leveraging our strengths, leveraging our confidence, and just really committing to a lifestyle of doing the activity it takes. We're doing it anyways, guys. Brushing our teeth every day, you know, bathing ourselves, going to work, mowing the lawn. There's stuff that needs to get done every single day, every single week. And this business is a very simple addition to that day. And of course, you know, change your life. So I'm excited about sharing this dream. I'm excited about leveraging the fact that we're already, you know, self-employed and kind of, quote, halfway there. But guys, yeah, I was even thinking last night, you know, looking at our pet care business, you know, we need to pump it up, you know, we need to do some more advertising. You know, this business is all about just continuing to pump the pump, you know? So anyways, I think I'm going to end it there. We're about to enter our wind tunnel back home here, and then I'll be on my way to the next, thing. And then one thing I'm doing at home today is really maximizing the organization tool we have called Asana. And that's going to help me kind of see and have a clear path towards what we want to do, you know, and what we're trying to accomplish. Because right now it seems like a lot, because there's a lot of different things I'm doing, you know, to take care of all of life. So just want to make sure we're not forgetting anything and doing things in the correct priority. And, you know, slowing down to speed up, laying a solid foundation, becoming the Platinum IBO, becoming the Ruby and Emerald and Diamond, becoming an Amway representative, being an Amway representative, you know. People see us, they know we represent Amway independent businesses, and we're good at growing it because we're connected with LTD. So anyway, just kind of going on and on. Wind's up my back here, so I got a little extra speed. But hope you guys are doing well. God bless, Last Frontier team, over and out.